Messiah, who Hosea says they will seek. Well, Zechariah, we turn to Zechariah chapter 12 for the answer. Verse 3. On that day, when all the nations of the earth are gathered against her, that's against Jerusalem, I will make Jerusalem an immovable rock for all the nations. All who try to move it will injure themselves. Those who try to destroy it will themselves become injured. Then verse 10, and I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication, and they will look on me, the one they have pierced. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child and grieve bitterly for him. That's a wonderful verse. God says, it's me that they have pierced. And they will mourn for him. It's God and yet another. God was in his Son, reconciling the world to himself. Yes, the people of Israel will find their Messiah, and it will turn out to be the one that they pierced. And that will bring them to a great repentance. Zechariah says, they will grieve bitterly for him. But this will lead to a great repentance and cleansing. Chapter 13, verse 1, on that day a fountain will be opened to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to cleanse them from sin and impurity. And Hosea's theme is the same. In verse 5, he says, Hosea 3, verse 5, they will seek David their king, that means their Messiah. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. They will come trembling to the Lord. In other words, Hosea says that Israel's exile is not forever. Paul the Apostle takes up the same theme in the New Testament. In Romans 11, verse 11, he says, again, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, that's their rejection of Jesus on the cross, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Because of their transgression, we are saved. It's the cross which saves us, and it was their transgression. That's what Paul means there. And then verse 12. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their fullness bring when they actually come to the fullness of all they should be, when they meet the Messiah, the one they're pierced? And then verse 15. For if their rejection of Christ brings reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance of Christ be but life from the dead? And then verse 25. I do not want you to be ignorant, we're awfully ignorant, of this mystery, brothers, so that you may not be conceited, we're awfully, so easily conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part, only in part, not forever, in other words, until the full number of the Gentiles has come in. And verse 26. And so all Israel will be saved, as it is written, the deliverer will come from Zion. He will turn godlessness away from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. Marvelous, isn't it? If God's word is true, if this is true for Israel, it's true for all of us. Because Israel is only in miniature how God deals with all the world. Because all have sinned, all of us, not just them. So we too must firstly return. Come back to the Lord. That's what conversion is, when we come back to the Lord. And secondly, seek his face. We don't come back casually, as if nothing had happened. We come back earnestly seeking his face. There's nothing careless or slapdash about coming back to God. Thirdly, where will we find the face of God? We will find it in the Messiah, in Christ. That is where we meet God. And fourthly, and we will find that this Christ, this Messiah, is none other than the Jesus who was pierced by our sins. Not just the sins of the scribes and the Pharisees and the people of Israel and the Romans, but our sins too. That's real conversion, when we see that the cross is where our sins, our rebellion against God. And fifthly, that will mean that we too will tremble with joyful repentance when we come back to the Lord. And Paul sums it all up in the last words of Romans 11, verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out! Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given anything to God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever and ever. Let us pray. O God, our Father, thy ways are wonderful. Thou hast taken our sin and used it to be the means of our salvation through the cross of Jesus. And so we come, confessing that it was our sins, together with the sins of all the world, that pierced the Lord, that pierced thee, that pierced our Saviour. So we come before thee with humble joy, in trembling hope, to the feet of our Saviour. Fill us with his Spirit, that we might be one with him as he is one with us, and be indeed his bride, pure and holy and perfect and good, reconciled to thee, his Father and our Father. Bless us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.